and our substantive statement was have been published, and everyone can acquaint themselves with this. But I would like to specifically draw attention to the topic of biological security very briefly, and to say the following. We confirm that the USA and Ukraine questions on respect and compliance with biological weapons convention will remain relevant until we have seen our concerns allayed on specific concrete questions that we have on compliance with the biological and toxin weapons convention. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. And now I would like to give the floor to Brazil. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Let me first congratulate you on proposing this discussion on new types of weapons of mass destruction, new systems of such weapons. Of all topics of the CD agenda, the one at hand today has the broadest range, covers much ground, and possesses a wide-range impact on the work of the conference as a whole. It is of a cross-cutting nature and future-oriented. The current uncertain international scenario adds to the complexity of our discussions and to their relevance. Against this uneasy backdrop, discussing new types of weapons of mass destruction is an unavoidable discussion in light of their huge strategic impacts. As the single negotiating forum of the disarmament machinery, we believe that the CD is the adequate locus for addressing all those issues without prejudice to the work carried out in other fora. The CD will certainly benefit from other processes and build upon them. There's a two-side approach to the topics of this session. Current science and technology developments do not necessarily lead to the emergence of new types of weapons of mass destruction. Contrary to what happened in the past, the main drivers of technological progress today have been the civilian and peaceful uses. Nevertheless, there's the always present risk that completely unrelated, primarily peaceful technological developments, if emerged, can generate harmful consequences. Worse still, we also have to factor in that technologies increasingly disseminate very fast and very easily, and therefore it's almost impossible to control the flow of information exchange among various actors. One example that came to our attention and that provides a stern warning to the risks we are being confronted was that of a private company involved in drug development. Resorting to artificial intelligence, this company was able in 6 hours to identify 40,000 potentially lethal molecules. And now this coming from a non-state and relatively small actor. The implications and the risks are obvious. In this context, I'm pleased to note that the BWC Working Group on Strengthening of the Convention, which Brazil has the honor to preside, is set to address all these challenges with a system-wide approach. Madam President, beyond being capable of impacting security stability, current emerging technologies have the potential to increase the risk of use, accidental or not, of existing weapons of mass destruction, be it by mistake or intentionally. In that regard, I would like to highlight the need to address the risks presented in three different areas that impact the development of new weapon systems, including weapons of mass destruction. Of course, no one is questioning technology. This argument has been raised today. Any emerging technology is not evil or bad by itself. It's not a problem by itself. The way we put technology to use is what matters. And in any event, it's of paramount importance that we acknowledge and discuss the fact that new technologies present risks and challenges, especially regarding possible uses related to weapons of mass destruction. This field are critical issues for international security and for disarmament discussions and negotiations. Firstly, we'd like to address the topic of information and telecommunication technologies, final report of the GGE on advancing responsible state behavior in cyberspace in the context of international security stated that although ICT threats manifest themselves differently across regions, their effects can also be global. Indeed, ICTs, revolutionary and valuable as they are, have the potential to pose severe and fundamental risks to nuclear weapons, whose command and control systems may be vulnerable to cyber attacks, including hacking, spoofing, and data poisoning. Our discussion should address the risks associated with emerging technology, especially an inadvertent and accidental escalation originating from attacks or misuse of ICTs. Secondly, space-based technologies are liable to be weaponized for malicious purposes. It can cause massive disruption in global communications or facilitate the deployment of weapons of mass destruction. The 1967 Outer Space Treaty prohibited weapons of mass destruction in orbit. However, it's challenging to distinguish space-based WMDs from space-based non-WMDs. Thirdly, as mentioned before, artificial intelligence also presents challenges to international security in general and to the application of the use in Bellum in particular. The remarkable progress in artificial intelligence reached in recent years also brought about increasing weaponization of autonomous technologies, a trend that threatens to destabilize further an already brittle international order. Autonomous technologies can also be combined with emerging weapon systems, including the improper use of ICTs and nuclear weapons, thus multiplying such weapons' destabilizing and destructive effects. We are glad that the GGE on laws, which Brazil presided, has just reached consensus on a groundbreaking report that consolidated the two-tier approach and addressed the decisive element of human control. We fully agree with those that today advocated for responsible state behavior in these three particular fields. However, we've always been staunch advocates for the rules-based international order as well, a rules-based international order with the UN Charter as its center enforces responsible behavior on the one hand, and on the other, it significantly increases the cost of incurring bad behavior. This perspective underpins the CDE's mandate and is enshrined in its core documents. The CD exists to strengthen and perfect a rules-based international order for disarmament and security. Under this very